he spoke what a lot of people think. This is one of the things that there's a connection. I listen to talk radio a lot. These guys are saying things that I think, and this is why there's got to be such a vast audience. There's another part of the country that's not known by the mainstream media. They call it us flyover country.
Donald Trump narrowly won McLean County, 45% to Hillary Clinton's 44%, thanks to rural voters like this, Brandon Heppner, the Republican precinct committeeman for Lawndale Township near Lexington. Trump actually lost Bloomington Normal, a more urban area with several college campuses, but he won big outside city limits, taking 63% of the vote in rural McLean County precincts. In some places, like tiny West Township precinct near Arrowsmith, Trump won a whopping 83% of voters. Those rural voters were enough to keep McLean County in the red. Brandon Heppner was one of those voters.
He does represent a lot of the conservative values, and his decisions as far as choosing Supreme Court nominees, his cabinet selection, and most importantly, his vice presidential selection. He's a very solid conservative, so I'm satisfied with my vote for Trump, but I'm also quite pleased that the other party did not get in.
Brian Taylor is the Republican committeeman for Cropsey Township in northeast McLean County.
I think a lot of people just, you know, when it came time to actually pull the lever and vote, when they were by themselves and thought about it, and there was no one there to worry about judging them or, you know, saying anything to them about it, I believe that, you know, deep down they just couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton due to all the controversy all the stuff that's been surrounding her.
It doesn't surprise Brandon or Brian that Trump won over rural voters but lost Bloomington Normal. Life is different out there, and so are the politics.
Lawndale Township is about 6 square miles of nothing but farms. There's never been a town. There's never been a railroad. There's been as many as 9 schools at one time when there was a lot of large families and small acreages. But none of the school buildings are in existence anymore. The Lutheran Church serves as our polling place and our township meeting place. We do have a shed for the road grader, et cetera. But basically, it's just farm after farm. And most of the residents are in their 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And a lot of them drive to work someplace else. But for the most part, it's a farming community.
Okay, so you had almost 100 voters at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church this time around.
Yes.
72% went for Donald Trump, and only 25% went for Hillary Clinton. Why do you think that is?
I spoke with our road commissioner. I asked him this so that it wouldn't be just me with my opinion. But we are sick and tired of having government controlling our lives, encroaching on everything. So seeing somebody from the outside as an opportunity to get a different direction, this is why a lot of people have jumped on this.
Well, what is it about life in the country in terms of rural voting? Why do rural voters predominantly vote conservative in elections like this?
I think a lot of it has to do with the Bill of Rights and the constitutional, you know, protections. Second Amendment is very big, especially out where I'm at. That for some people is the whole vote, not specifically me, but people I've talked to, that's a big part of it. Obviously the freedom of religion is a part of it. And Supreme Court nominee coming up, that weighed heavy on a lot of people's minds.
What issues were most important to you?
Gun control was a good issue for me. The Supreme Court nomination was probably the biggest issue for me. That is going to shape the future of the country for, you know, quite a while. You've got one for sure and the possibility of more. And I just don't want to see the court 100% one way or 100% the other way. It needs to be divided. And I think that this will help keep it a little bit more even versus if Hillary was in there and was able to appoint, you know, one or two more, you know, judges her way.
Nationally, Trump did better than 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney among rural voters, especially those in the smallest communities away from big cities. But that wasn't the case in McLean County, where Romney actually outperformed Trump in precincts outside Bloomington Normal by almost 4 percentage points. In fact, Trump won a smaller percentage of all McLean County voters than both Romney and 2008 Republican nominee John McCain. Trump wasn't Brandon or Brian's first choice. Ted Cruz was.
Ted Cruz represents conservative values, been very straightforward and honest, did an excellent job of representing the state of Texas as a senator, has an excellent track record of supporting the Constitution in his arguments before the Supreme Court. So he has a long history of a good, solid conservative, rather than just, I decided to do that. And that was one of the things that troubled me with Trump at first, is that he's come over to this side fairly recently, but, you know, is he all the way over on this side? The pro-life issue is absolutely one of the important things that he's been able to move that direction sufficiently.
I'm Ryan Denham. You're listening to GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm here with Brian Taylor, the Republican precinct committeeman for Cropsey Township. So, Brian, what do you hope for in President Trump's first 100 days in office?
Well, the big thing is I hope that he sticks to his guns with what he has, you know, proposed and a lot of his ideas. I don't agree 100% with what he has to say, but he was elected on that platform, and I think that he needs to follow through and, you know, kind of deliver on the promises made.
Of his campaign promises, which ones are most important to you that he follows through on?
Well, I like the idea of, nominating a conservative Supreme Court justice. I think that that's, you know, paramount. He needs to follow through with several of his other ideas that he's come up with. I mean, I could name them all, but, I mean, I think most people are aware of what he said. I do hope that, and it does seem like he's taking a little bit of a conciliatory tone. I don't want him to be, 100% one way and not be open to ideas. There needs to be a balanced government, and I do hope that he goes that route as well.
Well, during the campaign, Trump obviously said some pretty inflammatory things that picked up a lot of headlines. I wonder if there are things that he said that bothered you in some way, and if so, I guess, how did you resolve that yourself as you headed into the booth?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, one of my biggest problems that I saw with Trump was he comes across very thin-skinned. I don't like the constant lashing out and attacking people that, you know, he disagrees with or say something, you know, derogatory towards him. He needs to get over that, you know, the Twitter and everything else. It needs to stop. It needs to be presidential. I think that would do wonders for everyone.
Here's Brandon Heppner.
I want him to demonstrate what he said he would do by doing it. Some of the really important things is to liberate that offshore money, trillions of dollars that corporations have overseas, that the confiscatory tax to bring it back. If that was changed, then that would help tremendously to stimulate our economy. I'd also like to see turnaround as far as rebuilding our defenses, bipartisan legislation being passed for the betterment of the country.
People are worried based on the things he said about immigrants or women or any number of groups. Brian, what do you think of these people, those concerns? What would you say to them about the type of person like you who voted for Donald Trump?
Well, I think first off, you have to give him a fair shake. You have to give him a chance. I mean, he hasn't even begun to take office yet. He doesn't even have his entire cabinet picked out. Take a deep breath, sit back, wait and see how things unfold. We do live in a great country that has checks and balances, and hopefully, I believe that they will kick in. And he's not a dictator. He's not going to be able to do whatever he wants. And the people that disagree with him need to push him on that, just like the people that disagreed with Obama, push their issues on that. And that's what needs to happen. I mean, that's the way the country works. That's what makes it work. And, if the first 100 days comes and goes and he's still not what you want and you still think he's doing a horrible job, by all means, make your voice heard.
That's Republican Precinct Committeeman Brian Taylor from Cropsey Township in northeast McLean County. Before that was Brandon Heppner, the Republican committeeman from Lawndale Township near Lexington. Donald Trump's inauguration is January 20th. I'm Ryan Denham.